Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Cochrane methodology reviews provide an evidence base for the conduct of systematic reviews and other research. Taryn Young from Stellenbosch University in South Africa tells us about one on obtaining unpublished data, which she has done with Sally Hopewell from the Centre for Statistics in Medicine in Oxford, England, that was published in November 2011.
Authors of systematic reviews often spend considerable amounts of time trying to obtain unpublished data from studies they wish to include in their review. This includes data for studies where nothing at all has been published as either an abstract or full text paper, which we call unpublished data, as well as data that were available to the original researchers but were not reported in the published abstract or the full text publication, which we call missing data. In doing our Cochrane methodology review, we wanted to assess the effects of different methods for obtaining both unpublished and missing data. And we did these by looking for research that compared different techniques. After checking nearly 5,000 potentially eligible reports, we found 6 studies that met the inclusion criteria. 2 were randomized studies and 2 were observational comparative studies. 5 studies, which included the 2 randomized studies and 3 observational studies, assess methods for obtaining missing data. 2 of these found that email correspondence with the original authors resulted in a greater response rate, needing fewer attempts and with the shortest time to respond. In a single study, the difference between a single request for missing information and a multi-stage approach was not significant for response rate or for completeness of the information retrieved. Another study compared requests for clarification of methods with requests for numerical information, and the clarification had the greatest response. A well-known signatory was also shown to not have a significant effect on the likelihood of authors responding to a request for missing data. And finally, one study assessed the number of attempts made to obtain missing information and found that the number of items requested did not influence the probability of the response, while multiple attempts using the same methods also did not increase the likelihood of response. One sole observational comparative study which assessed methods for obtaining unpublished data were identified. And this study found that identifying unpublished studies ahead of time and then asking the pharmaceutical industry to provide further specific detail proved to be more fruitful than non-specific requests. In conclusion, people carrying out systematic reviews should continue to contact authors for data that have not been included in published reports, but they need to recognize that this might not always be successful, particularly for older studies. And when choosing a method, email seems to be the most effective and efficient in terms of obtaining missing data.
Fuller details of the 6 studies in Taryn's review can be found in the Cochrane Methodology Review itself, which is available from thecochranelibrary.com.